Today on Gardening in a Minute, Chinese evergreen. Originally found in Southeast Asia, Chinese evergreen is now bred as a popular houseplant that comes in seemingly endless varieties. The green, lance-shaped leaves typically have variegated markings, either as zebra-like stripes or as a central splotch of light green or silver. Chinese evergreen, also known as aglaonema, is a great plant to grow indoors because it will tolerate medium to low light levels and generally requires little care. Water your Chinese evergreen only when the top inch of soil feels dry to the touch. Over time, your plant may grow to 3 feet tall and wide, so you may want to transplant it to a larger pot. Let the showy leaves of this beautiful houseplant brighten a corner of your home or office. For more information about Chinese evergreen and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, grow your own potatoes. It's easy to grow red and white-skinned Irish potatoes and brown-skinned russet potatoes. Look for seed potatoes at a feed store or online. Avoid grocery store potatoes since they're treated to prevent sprouting. Good Irish potatoes for Florida include Yukon Gold and Red Pontiac. A good russet is Norcota. Plant potatoes in January, February, or March in North and Central Florida. In South Florida, plant them from September to January. Cut your seed potatoes, leaving at least one eye per section, and let them dry for a few days. Plant the sections in a 6-inch deep trench in a spot that receives full sun. Water and fertilize on a regular basis, and mound soil around the stems as the plants grow. In about 3 months, you'll be able to enjoy delicious homegrown potatoes. For more information about vegetable gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning crepe myrtles. Crepe myrtles are beautiful plants found in many yards, but some homeowners aren't sure how to properly prune them. Generally speaking, crepe myrtles require little pruning, though removing spent flowers and dried fruits can improve appearance. Remove no more than 12 inches from the branch tips for best results. You should remove any suckers that develop along the main stem or roots. You can also thin out small twiggy growth within the canopy to create better air circulation and prevent the disease, powdery mildew. If you need to improve the plant's shape or form, prune your crepe myrtles just before new leaves emerge in the spring. Avoid annual or frequent hard pruning, which can ruin your crepe myrtle's natural form and can reduce the number of flowers. For more information on crepe myrtles, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preserving camellia flowers with wax. Camellia blooms are breathtaking, but they only last a few days as cut flowers. You can extend their beauty and your enjoyment of them by preserving them with wax. You'll need an electric wok, paraffin wax, mineral oil, and a bowl of ice water. Combine 5 pounds of wax and 1.5 pints of mineral oil in the wok and heat it to 138 degrees. Then take a freshly cut camellia and drag it through the hot wax in one smooth motion. Immediately plunge the flower into ice water and then set it upright to dry. With little practice, you'll be able to create beautiful waxed blooms that last for many days without water. Display in a vase, float in a bowl of water, or even use them to decorate cakes. For more information about preserving flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, types of irrigation. Choosing an irrigation system may seem complicated since there are so many types available. Sprinkler systems are the most common style of irrigation in home landscapes. The sprinkler heads are installed throughout the landscape and are effective for irrigating lawns, but they can be inefficient when used to water other plants. Microirrigation delivers water directly to a plant's root zone using drip or small spray heads. They use less water than sprinkler systems, but aren't recommended for lawns. Soaker hoses are perforated hoses that soak the ground. Some experts suggest they be used only to help new plantings get established. No matter what system you choose, remember to maintain it properly to help it work its best. For more information about irrigation systems and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.